Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want to know what your readers really think? Spend 10 minutes with a reader and see the literary world through their eyes. Nikki Michelle presents 10 Minutes with a Reader, a show that takes you into the mind of a book lover. Enjoy.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes with a Reader. I am your host, Nikki Michelle, and tonight I have a very, very special guest, Karen. I'm laughing already because we just had this whole conversation. We had this whole conversation before we went live, so we're laughing at inside jokes right now. So Karen from Karen's Reading Corner. Oh, my God. You guys go to Instagram. Please go follow her. I love her reviews. They're always thorough and colorful and funny sometimes, especially when the author has left her just completely flabbergasted. Her responses are very, very, very hilarious. So you guys go follow her on Instagram. It's Karen's Reading Corner, all those with a K, you guys. Karen, K-A-R-Y-N, apostrophe S, reading. I know you guys know how to spell reading. Corner. It's the same spelling. It's just it's spelled with a K. So,
there you go.
Without further ado, Karen, hey, girl.
Hi, Nikki.
How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. I'm excited to have you here. For those who don't know, tell them a little bit about yourself before we jump into the questions.
Just a little quick thing here. I'm Karen. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I am an avid lover, reader of books for many, many years. My first romance novel I picked up, I was 14. The illustrious and the GOAT, as I call her, Miss Brenda Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I am a mother of one, my daughter, Corinne, my world. And, yes, I don't know what else to say.
That's good enough. That'll work for me. Okay, so I told you we were going to jump right into these questions. So get ready, get set. Here we go. Today, what has been your favorite book of all time?
Okay, for me, it's not a book, it's a series. And I know I'm going to get somebody that's going to fight me for this, but the Love Unaccounted series. I love Valvin. The good old pastor, Ezra Carmichael. Right now,
you know, I'm
going
to have to,
before you finish,
I'm going to have Ms. Love on my show some kind of way, because every reader I've had on here mentioned her. Like, never fail. I have not had one reader on here that doesn't mention her.
That series is amazing. Like, she put her whole everything in it, and it left you breathless. I was like, please, can I meet Ezra? Do I know an Ezra? Is Ezra hiding somewhere in Baltimore? Where's Ezra? This book was amazing. I'm telling you.
That's how you know she's a good writer. If she can have the readers out here looking for a character she'd have made up in her head, that's the sign of a good writer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what character has stuck with you long after the book ended?
Okay. Miss Alexandria House, the wonderful author of the book Teach Me, Nate the Gate. His character, he's such a good guy. He had a lot of unfortunate things happen to him. And when she wrote this book, she put the character in as having autism. And there's something about how Nate interacts with Ian. And autism is very dear to me. My daughter is on the spectrum. She's 11. And the minute he had a conversation with me, Nate had a conversation with Ian, I was like, he's on the spectrum. And then as I continued to read, and then it was right there, I literally had to pause it because I was listening to it. And I had to gather myself. And I was like, I love this book. And I think I've probably listened and read it about a good six times. And honestly, it's still on the to-be-read-again list.
You know,
I love it.
I'm going to have Miss House come here some kind of way because she too is not one of you who have been a guest on my show have not mentioned Miss Love Bevlin, Miss Alexandra House, Miss Christina C. Jones, Miss Jacinta Howard.
Oh, don't get me started on Jacinta, please.
First of all, I love her name, Jacinta. I just love saying Jacinta.
Oh, my God. Such a beauty. Oh.
Okay, so before we go on, before we start, you know, waxing poetic about the wonderful way these ladies tell a story, who is your least favorite character? Like, who have you read about? Like, out of all the books that you've read, it could be past, present, or current. Who's your least favorite?
Oh, my God, Esther. And I know many of the readers, people who are listening.
I know who that is.
That damn Esther. Let me love you. Oh, my gosh. When I tell you, I wanted to fight her straight up. Like you,
yeah, I kind of wanted to swing on her.
You don't want him. Exactly. You're lying. You don't want him to have nobody. But you don't want him. But then you want him. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the curse. I just wanted to smack her. I was like, come on. Get her out of here.
And you know that, you know what really killed me when that big reveal happened, and I was like, you dirty bitch. Ooh, I mean, excuse me. I was like, you dirty bitch.
But see, that's, I didn't want to say nothing. That's why, because you know, I don't like spoilers, because I know even though we love her books, but not maybe someone else hasn't read that yet. So that's why I'm like, after
I try not to say too much.
Yes, Let Me Love You, the McLean series. Once you read it, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what? For me, you didn't even have to explain about Esther. As soon as you said her name, I got it. But for the readers who are listening, who have never read that book, when I tell you guys that Esther is very fitting to be the least favorite character, it's very fitting.
Yes. Oh,
and it was so awful for me because I'm reading about her, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's beautiful. And then she opens her mouth, and I'm like, Lord, she should have kept it closed.
Absolutely.
So speaking of least favorite characters, what's the most annoying thing a character has done that made you just want to put the book down? Like, it's not the author's writing, but the character did something so god darn annoying that you were just like, you know what, screw this. What book was that?
When the woman, whether she's the main character or not, when the woman knows that she's pregnant, knows who the father is, and then you keep it a secret.
Mm.
And then it comes out later, you want to tell the guy, and then you want him to be this wonderful hands-on dad, and he didn't miss years out of his child's life. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just want to throw the book across the floor. Like, you can't say he's not in the life when he doesn't know that he's the child's father.
Correct. And you know what? I'm going to see if you get what I'm saying. That storyline, particular storyline, seems to only work for our Brenda Jacksons and our Beverly Jenkins, because it's they're kind of in the sweet, cozy romance type of sense. But even when their books are not in that sense, it's just like the storylines, because I'm 37. I don't mind aging myself. And so I remember being able to run in. Oh, damn, you look damn good. I thought you were in your 20s. What the heck? No, I would have never known 41.
We are best friends. We are best friends. We're going to wear the same bracelets.
I would have never. But, well, then you remember these days, too. You remember back in the day when Walmart had a specific section for African-American romance?
Absolutely.
And I used to go in there and I used to pay. I used to work at Walmart too, but payday, at least $100 or so of my hard-earned money went to just going to that romance section in Walmart and buying up Brenda Jackson, Frances Ray, Beverly Jenkins, Donna Hill, Leslie Adele Banks. Yes.
Francine, oh my God. My gosh. You are taking it back. That's how I got with the Arabesque Book Club. I got my first Brenda Jackson novel out the grocery store, and you know it used to have that little hard cardboard thing in the inside. You tear it off, you fill it out, and you get your monthly subscription. You get your 4 books every month of your romance novels. I literally used to stand in the door waiting for the mailman to come to bring me my package.
I absolutely loved that time, and I know for years a lot of our Black authors was like, oh, don't put us in one little section. We should be able to be in just regular romance section. And I hated that because I, as a reader, I want to walk in the store and know that there's an African American book section because that's where I'm going. That's exactly.
Yep.
Don't get
Every
me wrong.
Time.
I definitely read across genres. I read other races of authors, of course. But when it comes, mm-hmm. I absolutely love knowing that the Black authors were in a centralized place. So I used to just go in Barnes & Noble and Walmart, and I just rack up because all my authors were right there in one section. We don't have that anymore. So now I got to try to scroll through, you know, all of these books to find new authors, because I know where to go.
Now we can go to websites. We can go to y'all's website, and I'm so happy about that because if I can't find something, I know, let me go to the website and see what they got or to see if she's going to put any more in print.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah.
And I love that, too, but I do miss going into, like, Barnes & Nobles and seeing that there is a whole section just there of African-American books. And, you know, that's how I found a lot of new authors because all of them would be right there. So if I'm looking at a new a Black romance novelist and she's right beside Brenda Jackson, I'm going to give her a try because she's sitting here with the greats. So she must be doing something right. That's the way I used to go by buying books.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes. What a time.
So what's your favorite book of 2021 so far?
Oh, unfortunately, Francine, Joan Basser, After My Heart. Let me tell you something. This book needs to be on the big screen. I loved that book. I loved Unfortunately Francine. She wrote the hell out of that book. She put her all into it. Now, don't get me wrong. We all know she is best known for the Black series. The Black series, amazing. Hands down, amazing. But Unfortunately Francine, I need that to be released on Christmas Day. Like that's one of those big movies you can release at the holidays, have everybody watch. It's gonna be a blockbuster hit. I love that book.
Oh, okay. You know what? I was introduced to Joan Basser by we know her as Raisins in the Diamond Mine, and she asked me what I was in. It was upon initial contact, and I was telling her about it. That I was having withdrawals because Beverly Jenkins didn't have any more, you know, historical Black romances coming out at the time. Like I had to wait for the release.
Yep.
And so she said, oh, I got something for you. And the good thing about it with Raven is I said, please tell me if I'm going to be triggered. Is there violent rape scenes against Black people in this book by, you know, slave owners or something? Because I don't, you know, I got to prepare myself for that. And she was like, girl, it's heavy. It's heavy, but it ain't that heavy.
Right. It really isn't. I'm telling you, it keeps you glued in. She is a wonderful, oh, my God, wonderful writer.
She is. I haven't finished the series. I only read the first book, which is Black. However, I do plan to finish that series because that first book left me with a whole lot to think about. So.
It really did. Yes.
Yes, it left me with so much to think about. So, you know, it's so crazy. It's like all of the authors that you're mentioning, I know who they are because of readers like you, because of readers who have introduced me to this new set of kick-ass Black women authors who are, they are literally kicking ass and taking names. I don't even know if they're taking names. They're so busy kicking ass because
they're too busy kicking ass. And it's releasing stuff when I'm not ready yet, but then I got catch up. It's like a rat race.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah, it is. So who's your favorite author right now?
My favorite author right now. I always have to mention, I have two right now. Right now, I'm Brenda Jackson is my all-time favorite author.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you, I am like an old school fan. I used to write her, oh, my God, please don't laugh. I used to write her fan letters.
Mm-hmm.
And she would respond back and send me bookmarks and special promotions. And I got coffee mugs from Brenda Jackson over the years. I am a diehard Brenda Jackson fan. And I am not afraid to admit it.
Listen, you are not alone. I think I have every bit of her series on on my bookshelf right now, and I got more than one bookshelf because I got books from years ago. So I absolutely love Brenda Jackson, and I love that you're mentioning her because it's important that we keep our, I consider them like our, let's just say our elders. They set the tone. They created this lane for us writers that came behind them. So I'm so glad that you mentioned her.
Whenever I post a review, I call her the GOAT.
Because she is.
Yes.
I'm so happy that you mentioned her because it's not, you know, I don't want our greats to be forgotten amongst this new wave of kick-ass Black women authors. The Brenda Jacksons, the Frances Rays, the Rochelle Ellers, the Beverly Jenkins, the Donahue, you know, all of those. So I'm so happy you mentioned her.
Yes, my lady. Yes. And Brenda, I just have to drop this. She just published, just released her 140th book. One Christmas Wish, and I'm reading that next. Actually, I'm reading that next after the two. And I got so much on my list, but yes, 140 books. Bravo, Miss Brenda. Bravo.
Is that a part of her Catalina Cove series?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm familiar with that series.
Well,
okay.
Yes, you are. I love that series.
Okay. So if you could transport into any book, what book would it be? It could be old, new, or somewhere in between.
Okay. Now, this is a two-parter for me. I got two. I just couldn't leave this out. I would definitely transport myself into the Prototype series by Jacinta Howard. Let me tell you something. I want to be a young adult again. I want to experience that first, oh, I'm in love. You know how it is when you just getting into college or halfway through college and you got that love that you had. I want to be in a band. I want to sing because all them girls were kick-ass. Jacinta wrote the hell out of that series. I love it. I would love to be in that series. And the next series I will be in, you know, down the line when I'm a little bit older, Brenda Jackson, the Bachelors in Demand series.
Oh, okay.
And if you let me tell you, I want to be naked on the pier dating all them bachelors that she wrote about. When I tell you, Brenda wrote the hell out of that series. Them men were fine as hell. They had some good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They had some good vacation homes. I want to be in that series. Boom, boom,
baby,
boom.
I remember Brenda Jackson writing about them big ass farmer rancher country thick type men. Baby, Brenda Jackson used to have me like, ooh, wait, let me run up on one and it's done. It's over.
Yes. Woo.
Okay, so what's the most annoying thing an author has done with the character in a book? Not necessarily something of the character's own doing, but something that the author does that's kind of like, you know, contrived or whatever the case may be. And you're just like, why did you do that? What's the most annoying thing that an author does in that way?
When they put a relationship that's been through the ringer, put them right back on track, got to relive the stuff that they did constantly, and then bam. They didn't pop up where the lead guy got somebody pregnant, and then she wanted to mess their relationship up.
Ooh.
I was like, say, like, really? You just put me through all of that angst of them getting back together, and then you just threw a log-size dilemma right into the mix.
And you know what?
Oh,
it's like,
God.
I stopped reading some authors' work because it's like they just refuse to give any character a happy ending. And so I'd be like, you know what? I'm not about to keep traumatizing myself. I'm good. It's done. You know, I don't even care what happens. You know, I don't care if the book goes on for 12 more, the series goes on for 12 more books. I'm done.
Oh, God, another series I got like that. But that's me. We probably have a private conversation about that one.
I think I already know who you're talking about because my last guest was pissed off.
I got two books left in that series. I had to put it down. I got to come back. I got to holler at her too. We've been talking back and forth about this series. She's been helping me through it. I wanted to fight everybody. I wanted to fight everybody. everybody. I could not believe it. I literally was screaming. And then I had another to be at work one day when I finished one of them. I'm like, you cannot be serious.
It's like, and she does it every single book. This is how crazy it is. She traumatizes the readers every single book, and every single book the readers go back. Like, every single book afterwards, they go back. And they be,
you know what she's doing.
They be disappointed again, be like, damn, y'all 3 books in, and you still mad on the 5th book that she keep doing the same things to you? Like,
yes, damn it, yes. The hell?
With that being said, in your opinion, how has the book industry changed for the better?
I love my indie and my black authors. I feel like y'all are just grabbing these literary streets by the balls and not letting go. And I know it's a huge undertaking for you all to, you know, self-publish and keep a book coming out. And then you got us, you know, in your ear. When is it? And why did you do this and that? But I just love the fact that y'all are persevering. Y'all are on top of your game. You're keeping yourself out there. And those of us who have blogs and Instagrams and the book groups of the world, we want to keep reposting y'all. We want to keep, you know, buying your books. We want to keep downloading your books. I feel like it has changed, and for the better, because I love that y'all are being your own bosses. You don't have to check in with somebody else.
I know we have a love-hate relationship with Amazon, but what they did with Katie
Nikki, that's a whole album. I think everybody who knows me in our little literary group knows that I cannot stand certain ones. I'm not trying to put them out there unless you want me to. I don't like how Amazon does. I don't like how Audible does with certain things. Like, they put the certain authors with the certain skin tones to the free stuff, and then y'all.
Well, listen. Let's talk about it. We can talk about it. We got a little time. I already know what you're talking about, but we're gonna need a lot more time. We're gonna need a lot more time to discuss it. But the great thing, the thing that I want to mention, I think what you guys are doing at Exclusively Emmanuels and the Diamond Mine. I had to remember what their other name was, the Diamond Mine.
Yeah,
I think
we got,
and
a lot more. You got the Heartbreaker Book Club. We got Wesley's Besties. It's quite a few, and we keep y'all going.
Oh, yeah.
We got to
get Wesley's Besties. But what you guys doing are great. You know why? Because it gives other readers a chance to be introduced to authors they may not have known. Because not many people know who I am because they're, you know, as Nikki Michelle. However, releasing Scandalous and having Emmanuel Ingram as the narrator, you guys' group, it's a phenomenal thing you guys are doing.
I did not want to talk about you because I don't want to get messy, but I swear, I was so proud of you when that was released. And when I seen your name, I swear to God, I literally was like jumping. I was so happy that other people who did not know your work could experience it. And I was happy that Manny could take off with it. And he did a wonderful job. I had one of the nurses on my job reading it. I mean, listening to it. She came over to me from her office and said, "What the hell?" I said, "Her name's Nikki Michelle." And we're now best friends. She was like, "What the hell?" I said, you're welcome.
You know, it's crazy.
I was so nervous because
before when my books went to audio, I was traditionally published, which was years ago. I did this on my own. My own funds. I reached out to the narrator myself, negotiated. Well, no, I didn't. He told me his price, and I was willing to pay it. He could have told me he charged $500 an hour, and I would have paid it.
He tore that book down. When I tell you, Manny, you tore it down.
He did. He did a phenomenal job. And then Manny is so cool. I reached out to him because I wanted an intro for my show. And so I reached out to him and I said, you know, not to be a bother, but, you know, I have this idea and I want to do a show. And did you think you could kind of like do an intro for me? I'm like, I'm willing to pay you your hourly rate for what you charge for narration. And Manny didn't want to charge me that. He wanted to charge me far less. Like Manny wanted to charge me so much less that I was like, Manny, are you crazy? Like, Manny, he was listening. Like there was a long silence on the other end of the phone when he told me the price. Because I said, I am not about to pay you that little bit of money. Are you okay?
That makes me love me more.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm gonna pay you. I'm at least going to pay you an hour of your what you charge for narration. I'm not going to pay you that chunk change, sir. And he was just like, so we're going to argue about you paying me more money? No, we ain't going to argue about it. I'm going to pay you. You're going to accept it. And that's just that.
I love it. He's so cool.
He's just really cool, really down to earth, sweet guy. And so every time I hear my intro, I smile because, hey, me not being scared and actually asking someone to do something for me for a change worked out for me. So thank you, Manny.
Oh, so you like that too. Yes, thank you, Manny. Yay, Manny.
Okay, before we run out of time, what book are you reading right now? What's on your desk?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I am listening to Saving Sunflower by Miss Raylee, and I am reading With Your Permission by Danielle Burton. This is my first time with Danielle Burton, and I will definitely post my review.
And I'm going to be looking for it. I love when your reviews pop up in my feed on Instagram. I'm definitely going to be looking for that one. Okay, so we have a little less than 5 minutes left. Is there anything that you would like to say, just in particular, random, to the authors, to the readers, anything you want to say in closing?
I want to say to my wonderful authors, please don't give up on your craft. I know sometimes I follow some of you, and I know sometimes you have life going on and outside jobs besides being an author. And sometimes it gets you down. Please don't just keep writing because I am here to read your book. I'm here to support you, just like my other literary counterparts. And to the readers, don't just be posting reviews and not knowing that you really ain't read those books because y'all be getting me.
Now wait a minute.
Don't be posting 2 stars when it's really a 5.
You know, sometimes you can read the reviews and tell that a reader, they either didn't comprehend what they were reading or they didn't read the book.
It's a couple books that was like a 2, and that's the, I read it, I was like, what? This is a damn 10. What is wrong with you? No, but I love you, yeah. But just read the book.
So, you guys, I want to thank you for joining me and Karen. Y'all, I can talk to Karen all night. She's such a sweetheart. And, you know, 30 minutes, I try to, it's 10 minutes with the reader, but it's a 30-minute show. But you got to understand why it's called 10 minutes with the reader. You get 10 questions, and it takes about a minute to answer each of those 10 questions. So that's where 10 minutes with the reader comes from. But I feel like with Karen, I could probably do like an hour of the show. Like some of my guests, like with Raven and Kay Ree and Karen, like if I could have all of you guys on at once and we just have like this big book discussion, I would be so happy. Because one thing about me, I was a reader before I was an author, but as an author and a reader, just being able to listen to readers speak so passionately about what we do, write about, and knowing that readers want to read about Black love. When I say Black love, I mean a Black man and a Black woman.
Yes.
Or, you know, if you're LGBTQIA, I think I got all
absolutely
of those. As long as you're Black, I don't care.
And you listen, you know how your books be doing, so you know I read that.
That's because, let me let y'all in on a little secret. That's because Miss Karen is a little nasty, y'all. She was out there.
I'm telling you, y'all, Nikki books, Now I know she got some other stuff out there, you know, for Halloween and stuff like that. She go dip over on the side, but Nikki got some stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you've we'll talk about it after we go off the air. I don't want to say it all out loud. But thank you guys for joining us tonight. 10 Minutes with the Reader and my guest star for Chapter 7 was none other than Karen from Karen's Reading Corner. And with that, we're going to be out. I think Manny is about to show up in a minute, and I think it's about to do outro.
That was 10 Minutes with the Reader with your host, Nikki Michelle. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next chapter.